One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. La, la,
la, la, la. The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
One of pop music's finest moments happened in July 1963. The Ronettes, Veronica Bennett, her sister Estelle, and their cousin Nedra Talley. Their breakthrough hit, Be My Baby, stands as one of the best hymns to teenage love, the high point of the early 60s girl group era, and the start of one of music's darkest stories. Ronnie, Estelle and Nedra started singing together on Saturday night visits to their grandmother's house. By 1957, they were the Ronettes.
We just did all the dances, you know, and by living in Spanish Harlem, you learned all the dances anyway. I mean, you could just look out the window and people were on the corner singing and stuff. And it was just how we, and I loved it. From the time I was 3 years old, when my whole family applauded me, I remember the song was Jambalana Cove, Spine of Gilly Gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna meet my Mamshed O'Meal. Pick a spot filled with Guy Handy Gill. Son of a gun, we're having fun on the bayou. And I think that's when I got my ho 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 ho. And then my family just started applauding me, and I was like 3 years old. And I said, that's what I want to be the rest of my life. I want to perform.
Veronica Ronnie Bennett, later Ronnie Spector, with the wonderful Terry Gross on US Public Radio, NPR. At first, the Ronettes were dancers at the hip New York venue, the Peppermint Lounge.
First of all, we tried to, you have to have a gimmick in this business, we figured. And so we wore our hair extra high, you know, the beehives in the 60s. And we wore eyeliner, you know, like Chinese eyes almost. And we wore slits up the side of our dresses because we sang and danced. So we really looked different. It was amazing because before we even had Be My Baby as a hit record, being at the Brooklyn Fox's Murray the K's Dancing Girls, we would come out for lunch and there was actual girls dressed like us and our hairstyles. It was knocking me out. I couldn't believe it.
The Ronettes found their way to producer Stu Phillips, Colpix Records. For a couple of years, they made good songs, but no hits. Then Estelle Bennett got them an audition with top record producer Phil Spector. Be My Baby was the first of many hits.
Oh,
Ronettes broke up in 67, the year Ronnie married Phil Spector. He had been misappropriating the Ronettes' earnings. Now he held Ronnie prisoner and prevented her listening to or making music. She escaped her sociopath husband in 1974 and began a solo career. Ronnie Spector had some solo success and remained a key figure in American pop culture. Ronnie died this month. She was 78. Be My Baby was her biggest hit. All over the world, musicians, songwriters, and the people who listened to them recognized it as a defining moment, a pinnacle of pop. Ronnie Spector's voice and her legacy will resonate forever. And Be My Baby remains one of the great pop songs. Decades later, Ronnie Spector remembered making it
like it was yesterday.
What was it like?
It was incredible, because there I was in California recording, and I'd never left New York. I'd never been out of New York in my whole life. And there I am on a plane going to California by myself without the other two Ronettes, just to do the lead part. And I remember being in the ladies' room at the New York airport, just singing in the bathroom, Be My, because I don't read music or anything, and I don't play any instruments. So it was like you had to just learn it over and over. And then Phil asked me to come to California and do it at Gold Star Studios. And that's where we recorded it. Just a record that I remember that day being in the studio. I remember what color dress I was wearing. I remember everything.